USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new study says COVID-19 vaccines help prevent breakthrough infections, even among those who are immune compromised. Epidemiologist Dr. Jing Sun of Johns Hopkins University studied the records of 660,000 people who received at least one dose of the vaccine through the middle of September. The study showed breakthrough infections after full vaccination were found most in older people and women. Those with immunocompromising conditions were not found to have higher rates of breakthrough infections as well. Passengers across the country are experiencing flight cancellations and delays amid a holiday busy travel season. Another 2,200 flights were canceled, with nearly 700 of them within the United States or out of the United States. More than 2,000 have been delayed. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
President Biden's chief medical advisor has some advice for you on New Year's Eve.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says he recommends that people stay away from large New Year's Eve gatherings where they don't know the vaccination status of guests. He told CNN that the severity of Omicron is diminishing, but says he is worried about the number of cases.
But the sheer volume of cases that we're seeing now, yesterday we had 214,000 cases, even with a diminution in severity, we still could have a surge on hospitals, particularly among the unvaccinated, which they were really worried about.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau. I'm Brad Bernards.
2021 saw a massive drop in cable news viewership without President Trump in the White House. Weekday primetime viewership dropped 38% at CNN, 34% at Fox News Channel, and 25% at MSNBC, according to the Nielsen Company. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Chad Isaac, the man convicted of fatally stabbing and shooting four people back in 2019 at RJR Maintenance and Management in North Dakota, is sentenced to multiple life prison terms without the possibility of parole on Tuesday. Judge David Reich handing down the sentence.
As to the murder of William Cobb, I'm going to sentence you to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. That sentence will run consecutive to the sentence in count one. I believe that is the only way that justice can be given for each individual victim in this case.
Isaac was also found guilty of burglary and unlawful entry. He denies the killings. Over the Christmas weekend in Chicago, two people were killed and 23 were wounded, including an 11-year-old boy, in citywide shootings. Keith Thornton Jr. is a police dispatcher. He posted a video to Facebook on Christmas Eve slamming Mayor Lori Lightfoot as well as Superintendent of Police David Brown for failing to support the force.
It's outrageous, and I'm not happy. When you say Chicago, people are afraid. It was like it's a death zone. Several of my officers who texted me, and said that they were scared. They're tired of this nonsense. They have no backing, and they're scared of being out there by themselves.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.